I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
In the order that it was broadcast.
Forward Call Saul.
Just a podcast. Podcast. This is a podcast.
Podcast. Chuck bad, Howard good. Chuck bad, Howard good.
Chuck bad, Howard good.
Howard good. Chuck bad. I've been holding on that twist for 9 weeks, Meg.
I mean, so why did you make me feel bad about my unbridled sexual passion towards Howard?
Because you're supposed to think he's a ding-dong until this episode when he found out he's just doing Chuck's bidding and he's actually probably... he might still be an asshole. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, he's beautiful. That's a fact.
But he wasn't screwing Jimmy. Chuck was screwing Jimmy. Howard was a vessel.
Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, so you can think he's beautiful again. I won't begrudge you that anymore. Like I was earlier.
He's pretty gorgeous. Does he stay in the show anymore, or is that it? Is he done?
He's still in it. I think he's in it a little less, but he's still in it.
Okay.
He's in the newest season, I remember. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's around. Yep. He does stuff. He him and Mike team up and...
Kiss?
Open a dojo.
Open a dojo? That makes absolute sense for him. That makes absolute sense.
It's great. It's great. I mean, the show has really dropped off quality at that point, but that part's very good.
I'm imagining they start like a scholarship fund for, underprivileged kids. And
Yeah.
And you find out that both Mike and Howard had gone through their most rebellious phases and Taekwondo was something that spoke to them. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Tale as old as time.
Meg, you high right now?
No, I'm sober.
She's stone sober.
Yeah, I just got a little bit of the yawns because now that I said yawn, I made myself yawn. Oh, man.
This is the next day for us, but a week later for the listener, which is rare for us. So, like, this is the first time in a while where this is going to come out several weeks after we record it, so we can make all kinds of predictions.
For the week to come?
Because this won't come out next Wednesday. It'll come out in 2 weeks.
What'll be our lives be like in 2 weeks? What do you think?
I don't know.
For me.
One prediction for you? What your life's going to be like?
Yeah.
I think you're going to take a SoulCycle class, but because you're like, I never take SoulCycle, but you have a coupon, and you're going to make eyes with a boy at the SoulCycle, and then you're going to be like, I can't believe I never take SoulCycle, but I met Andrew at SoulCycle, and now it's working out really well, Andrew and I.
I cannot imagine anything being further from my interests, to happen even, because I'd have to go all the way to Culver City for a SoulCycle class, forget it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But if I got a coupon, maybe, for you, I think you will get a new hat.
I don't even have an old hat.
Exactly. So this will be all a right. big moment for you. You're going to be walking through the airport and you're going to go, oh, wow. Oh, wow. You're gonna get a new hat.
Okay. With my long hair, I don't feel like I look good in hats. I guess will I cut my hair?
No. No, okay, you'll probably never do that, I don't think.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be like this forever.
Were you actually ever considering cutting your hair at all?
I'd consider cutting it. I don't know. I wouldn't cut it very short. I'd like cut a lot off. It is
a lot
too long
of hair
right now.
It's very long.
I'd probably cut it to like right where it touches the shirt or something. Because it's way past all the way to my tits now.
Mm. Mine too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't have... Maybe we got hair.
My hair's all the way to your tits. That's how long it is.
Oh my gosh, such messy hair. So anyways, what happens in this episode is, I guess in a word, betrayal.
Did you know this twist? Breaking Bad didn't really do like twists. And this is a big twist.
I mean... What kept saying, I've consulted with the partners, it was like, that seems suspicious. Like a weird way to say that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then it just made sense that, like, he probably would have given someone a reason for being a dick. He seems like he's the type of person who would, if given the opportunity, be super direct with you about his thoughts, you know? We even see an example of that with Kim. Like, he's just like, I don't give a shit what you think. And it's like, okay, so he's clearly keeping a secret, you know?
But then he tells her.
Yeah, and she's burdened with this knowledge because it was just too much for him to bear because he, deep down, he's really a good guy.
He might be a good guy. We don't know. Mm. We don't know yet. Now we know. But yeah, like, because there's nothing in Breaking Bad that when you watch it a second time, like, it recontextualizes it. Because now every time I watch this first season, I'm like, oh, Chuck's a dick the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's not just like his nice big boy brother who got him out of some scraps and is like a weirdo about electricity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I thought that there would always be a side of Chuck that, you know, viewed Jimmy as, you know, like a scam artist kind of. Because, yeah. How would you recover from that?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, because Jimmy, he's shown so much, like, go-gettedness. He's really going after it. He's
but been just like a few episodes ago, he pulled that whole stunt with HHM and paid somebody to hang from a harness so he could pretend to be a hero.
That's only because they never hired him in the first place.
I mean, there are other law firms. Why couldn't he just go to a different law firm?
Because it's hard.
Is it?
Yeah, you gotta. Because you couldn't apply online in those days, you see.
Oh.
You had to go, and you had to be like, may I see an application?
That is
true. How did
true.
People apply for jobs back then? Not like, obviously, at like a Dunkin' Donuts, you went in and you got like an application, you fill it out. But like at a law firm? What did you do?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I don't know, but like how, did you just like call up every law firm and say, are you taking applications? Let me drop off a resume, you know?
Yeah.
I remember they'd be like, hey, just drop off a resume, even if they aren't looking for anybody right now, to have on file in case they open up something else for like other stuff. You know what I mean?
Because
like even in the late aughts, they didn't have every job listed online. It's weird. It's weird.
But okay, but if you're Chuck and you're like, I'm worried about this little brother of mine slipping into the dark side, wouldn't you want him close? Like get him in HHM and that way you can watch over him.
He did. Like, he got him over to be a male guy.
Yeah, but let him be a lawyer for a little, like a little lawyer.
Like, oh, yeah, I mean, cases. Like, I didn't understand what the problem was to just give Jimmy kind of, like, they proved that the other law firm proved that they were going to just be wasting everybody's time with, you know, softball, basically legal busy work. Like, why couldn't Jimmy just be showing up to court and arguing that stuff while the heavier hitters, you know, I do agree that like there could have been space for him.
But Chuck,
I just think it's hard. People have a hard time changing. And if Chuck went to like, you know, law school at, you know, a really reputable place, I don't fucking know.
Like University of Nebraska.
I don't think that was the one I was looking for. But let's say they went to...
That's not the best law school?
Let's say they went to law school at a, you know...
University of Arizona? Oh, okay.
Law.
Different.
And went through there. I'm sure that he doesn't view his... what did you get on your phone? Adam's checking his phone with the most confused look on his face.
Oh, because... Okay, so it was a push notification for a stand-up special by Phoebe Robinson... And I just, she was just on a podcast and I'd never heard of her. And I was like, oh, that person I heard about on that podcast.
Hmm.
So that's it. This is it.
Yeah. but anyhow, I think I was just saying that people, it's a hard thing to get people to change. So I understand why Chuck isn't totally on board. And if he's already went to this prestigious school and Jimmy just did classes through catalogs, don't you think that there's a difference between the two of them? Or you think you pass the bar, that's that.
I think you pass the bar. It doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter where you're going.
I don't know.
It's, hey, who gives a fuck where I went to college?
Some people do. I mean, to be fair, right now, my alumni network is, you know, a big resource to me.
Well, mine isn't. I mean, it probably is. I haven't really used it. Well, I think the University of American Samoa is probably a nice college that they tried really hard to be a good college. And go land crabs.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, it's just a joke you made last week. He's like, go land crabs.
Oh, I forgot. I watched it literally yesterday, and I forgot.
Literally yesterday. But yeah, I told Meg, I was like, hey, I really want to watch the next one. I don't think I can keep it in my system for another week. Could we watch it tonight? And she said yes.
Make me sound so benevolent. I was like, I can't be alone. This is what
she said. I deign we can. And I said, I deign we must. So we watched it.
How we text back and forth.
It really is. So it opens up and they're like back in the salad days when they were friends. Jimmy and Chuck sitting outside on a bench.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with their feet in the grass going, ooh, it tickles.
Yep.
And then Chuck was like, ooh, I don't know.
A lot of electricity out here. You don't want to, you hate to see it. And he's like, hey, they're probably going to get a restraining order against you, James. So maybe deal with that.
Yeah, get your shit together. And he's like, I got it under control. And then they go back in the house. And you know what happens? He got a restraining order. Did I just jump a bunch of stuff or not really?
Oh, yeah. You jumped a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh. How did I forget?
It's fine. The show wanders around. It's the Jimmy show and the Mike show.
Oh yeah, because Mike's got a dog, and the dog's got fleas, got a dog or something.
Yeah, and he gives the they play the theme song.
Oh yeah, they did. They play the theme song, and you know how it goes.
Yeah. It's 2 minutes of timpani. Or, was that the big drum? A timpani?
I don't know.
It's 2 minutes of that. Just build up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see Bob's face from really far back in a frame.
Yeah.
It's like, doom, 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 doom. And it's slowly coming forward. It's slowly getting there. It takes the full 2 minutes, getting there. And then it gets to the middle frame and the timpani stops and he goes, ain't I a stinker? And that's it. And it's like, they didn't even get his voice to do it. His like mouth, they like cut the photo of his mouth.
Oh yeah.
And he moves like a South Park guy.
Like a Canadian from South Park.
Yeah. Like a Canadian in South Park. And, that's the theme song that we all know.
We all know it.
It's a bunch of timpani and ain't I a stinker.
And then the dog happens, and this is kind of shitty. So he went out and bought his granddaughter a dog without consulting her mother first, and was just like, here's this massive commitment, single mother who's a night nurse, barely getting by, and financially really struggling. And do you want it? It's already bonded to your child. And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, I guess I could take her. And then she's like,
pretty
no,
good
I
tactic.
Guess I'll keep it. Yeah.
Like it. Good job, Mike. Way to get
Why
in there.
Did he, do that? Did he just get that dog as an excuse to be able to go to the vet?
I think so.
Well, how's so he just going to have a conversation with that vet again?
I don't know. He got the dog. He probably got the dog because you don't really know why he got the dog. He got it probably. He probably got it for her, Kaylee. Because he wanted to get her a dog. And you know what? He offered. He's like, I'll just keep it. I'll keep your dog and your daughter will be slightly less happy.
Yeah, that was insincere of him.
Yeah. But hey, it's just, they have a yard.
Dogs
just leave the dog in the yard.
Real pain, man.
Yeah, I know. You got one.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah. But you don't have a yard. So maybe it'd be easier if you had a yard.
I don't doubt that it would. She's like so protective. It's pretty funny.
Of the children?
Of just the place. She's protective only when she's up here and she can go out to the balcony and just bark and scream bloody murder. And then if she's at ground level, she's very quiet and she's like, I was talking some shit and now I don't know that I can back it up. Everybody's much bigger when I'm down here.
You had a cat for a short time. Do you like this dog more than that cat?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wow. That pause.
It's hard. I mean, I can't even remember the cat, really. I just remember it was, like, fucking crazy.
It was a crazy cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Every animal I get is nuts. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Get a golden retriever.
My allergic children could not handle that.
Well, no. You have to get clothespins for their noses. And they just wear those in the house, and then they're fine.
Then they're fine, yeah.
That's how children work. Also, you could also forego the clothespins and just go, grow up!
Get over it.
Over it. It's just allergies was a thing ladies invented in the 1800s to get out of work.
That's true. That's yep. very true. And then yell we all that committed at your to children. Having a period.
Yep.
Yeah. So now... Mike gets a phone call and it's like, hey, here's your GTA mission. Go
yeah.
show up at a place. Yep, okay. And then
I've added it to your mini map.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the place they show up at is the same parking garage where they blow up Gus Fring.
Let's just skip to that. Let's just do Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike goes, later on he shows up with two tall boys.
Oh, they were so tall.
A tall fat boy and a tall regular boy.
Yeah. The regular boy was very talkative. The tall fatty, he didn't say a goddamn word.
Did he not say a single word?
I think he may have said, like, hey, this the place, you know?
Yeah. He could tell this guy liked to play Army Boy as a kid.
How come you and I... We're worldly people. How come we never come across people setting up for something like this ever? Like, have you ever been walking around and just seen three big weirdos standing there going like, ugh, okay, they're preparing to get picked up for, you know, to play like security for a drug deal? Like, why do we not see this ever?
Lot in the middle of the day? Because we don't go to parking lots in the middle of the day.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
It's happening all the time in there.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mike does some cool shit.
Well, because the Army Boy, he's like running his mouth a lot when he found out that he doesn't have a gun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I have 8 guns.
And I never guess where I keep them. And they were all in his ass crack. No, and then Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows shows up, and I was just pleased as punched.
Yeah, Meg was really happy to see this man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not that familiar with.
He's in The Office, and he plays Colin Robinson on What We Do in the Shadows.
Who's he in The Office? I've seen all of The Office.
He's got glasses in The Office, and he's a warehouse worker, and he works, like, with Daryl's people.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, he is in there.
Did you think I made that up? Did you think I could
No,
have
but he's
thought...
not wearing glasses in The Office. That's why I don't remember it.
Oh, he's not wearing glasses? I thought he was
No, he's
glasses.
Not wearing glasses.
He doesn't wear glasses That's why I didn't in this remember. One. He wears glasses in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. But
You've
in The
never
Office...
Seen...
I've never seen What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
I've seen What We Do Out of the Shadows, which is every other show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like this guy's got a good career on his shoulders. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely plays a type. It's this type, mm-hmm. but to be fair, he makes money doing it, so good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, and he's like, you didn't bring a gun, and Mike's like, I'll use one of his. He's like, I was preparing for this trick. And this is a little bit of Mike. This feels like Mike fan fiction because, I don't know, that guy just goes down like a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, there is a definite level of, like, he just is going to smack his trachea or his Adam's apple into his trachea immediately and, like...
Yeah.
This guy... Why were either of these men even invited to begin with if they, like, cannot handle Mike?
Yeah.
They
also,
should be
like,
equal to him, right? Like...
It feels like his superpower is his speed, but he's such an old man. Because he's like, he grabbed the gun before the guy had time to react, and then he hit his throat before the guy had time to react, and it's like, that's not that impressive. I don't know. And then he waddles around like an old geezer.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It does seem as though they're like, and would it be cool if then Mike... scared the tough guys because he's
and the
so...
tough guy runs away.
Yeah,
that was the only thing I didn't like, because I feel like that guy, he was like, that guy should have been like, yeah, I'll take one of the free guns.
Yeah,
we'll
why
job
would
together.
He give a fuck what Mike, it's not like Mike's like licking the guy's side of his face. Like, he doesn't seem like crazy and unpredictable. It's just like that guy was literally threatening him with a gun to his head. Like, so Mike disarmed him. Like, why would you, if you have no intention of trying to harm Mike, why would you be afraid of him? You know?
Yeah. No, it's that guy. That was the only thing I didn't like about this close to perfect episode of television.
Okay.
And I really like this episode of television, Meg. It's such a good episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
I had a great time. And then he's like, we're gonna do, you give me all the money. And oh, he throws his guns in the garbage. I did like that.
That's fun. It's fun to throw. I also guns thought it was funny because it's like once that guy gets up, he just has to go in the garbage, right? Like, it's not that big of a
deal. Oh, yeah, because he's gonna have to root around in the garbage for his guns.
I don't know why he didn't just pee on him or something.
He could have thrown him off the side, but I guess he could have hit a civilian.
Yeah, killed people easily.
Well, he could have looked down first and been like, no, clear.
What happens
just
when
some
a
bushes.
Gun hits the ground going that speed, though? It probably fires off a shot.
Yeah, but where's it going to go? I don't know. I feel like that's fine. The shot will go in the sky.
And then the bullet has to fall down and come back to the ground with the same amount of force.
Oh, fair. Okay, it comes down with the same amount of force?
I don't fucking know physics, but I'd have to imagine, like, it's going up as far as the trajectory of, like, the force of the gun shooting it upward would go, and then it returns back down with the same velocity, right? Because it's going the same distance? Maybe I'm wrong.
Can I just say, we're doing a really good job talking about the episode this week? Like, we're like, this is a really focused one.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, I think we've been talking about the episode the whole 20 minutes.
I mean, we can talk about the parent-teacher conferences if you want.
We don't have to. Well, now it feels like I'm forcing it. I wasn't planning on it, but Meg had parent-teacher conferences today.
Yeah, it was wild.
How'd it go?
It's okay. I don't really like doing them, but I notice that my Zoom name, I've changed it back, but it just default goes to Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, and so I didn't realize that for the first one I signed on to. I thought it said my name, and then the second one, the teacher was like, "Is so what?" And then I saw my name, and I was like, oh, no, I'm very embarrassed. It's really hard to meet strangers and talk to them about your kids, you know?
Yeah. And they're not in person yet. That's interesting. I thought they'd be in person by now.
Oh, yeah. The last time I went to an in-person one, I honestly thought the teacher was so obsessed with my daughter, I thought he was going to ask for her hand in marriage. He was just so your daughter is fantastic. And I was like, this is weird, but great.
You don't like to see that.
I'm just joking. The man seemed very nice. He didn't seem creepy. I was just
joking. He liked her performance at school.
He really thought that she was like a superb student for fourth grade, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember fourth grade. I lied to my teacher and got a detention.
What'd you lie about?
Have I mentioned this on this podcast? We got these spelling assignments, right? And it was like, hey, do this page in your work, like it's in a textbook, and then you write it down in a notebook, and it's just like these words, like spell them or whatever, I forget. And oftentimes, and I crushed them. I was the best at spelling. Yeah. Like, no, everyone, like from every school in town knew. They're like, that Adam.
That Adam, he can spell. Naturally great at spelling.
And so I was like, I've never gotten a bad grade on this. And so one week I forgot to do it. And I, what they would do is she would just like give all the answers and we'd correct our own. And then she'd ask, she'd be like, hey, all right, Jill, what did you get? She goes, I got 18 out of 20. And I'd be like, all right, Peter, what'd you get? He'd be like, 14 out of 20. She's like, work harder, Peter. And so I didn't do it. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck, I didn't do it. I probably didn't say, oh, fuck. But, she got to me and she's like, Adam, what'd you get? And I was like, 20 out of 20. And then she's like, great, everyone passing your papers? And I was like, this is new. And I had to go up to her and be like, I fibbed. I did not do the assignment. I was caught unawares that you would collect it. And I have been bested, ma'am. And then I went to gym. She's like, I'm very disappointed. I went to gym. And she had the handbook waiting and said, you know, lying is cause for detention in the school handbook, but I'm not going to give you one because I know you're such like a good student. And I went home and I cried and cried. So, and I told my mom.
You didn't actually get a detention?
I didn't get a detention, but I got the I'm very disappointed in you. And then I wrote her a letter of apology.
Say?
She was what happened? Oh, I went home and the babysitter was there. And I was like, I don't want to talk. And I just went to my bed and like laid in my bed. And then my mom came home and she's like, he's been in his fucking bed all day. And then I was like, I can't even begin to describe the shame I brought to our house, Mom. And then she's like, that's very nice that you feel so bad. You should write her a letter of apology. And I did.
That's sweet. Feelings were not spoken about or encouraged in my house growing up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I will say I broke my arm once before second grade started and no one would believe me. My dad was on Midnights at the time, so I was like, Papa, I believe I've broken my arm. And he was like, can you move it? And I was like, it hurts, but yes. And he was like, it's just hurt. It's bruised. And my brother was watching me at the time, and he was like, go play. So they made me go to the pool. And I got kind of sick. Like, I guess having a broken bone and, like, using it a lot makes you sick. Like, I got, like, diarrhea. I felt really bad. And then my mom came home from school or from work. And she's like, where's Megan? And my brother was like, oh, she's in bed. She's been complaining. And that was it. And then my arm was huge and swollen and black and blue. And my mom walked in and screamed. And I thought I was in trouble. But it was really everyone else.
Nice.
But yeah, they didn't believe me that I... But that's the only good thing that happened to me when I was lying in bed and my mom came in to talk to me was that my brother got yelled at and I got I stopped being neglected, essentially. Nice. Yeah.
I've never broken a bone. Sounds awful.
Oh, wow. Really? Never? Not one time?
Never not one time. Never broken a bone. Knock on wood.
And you were a sports
ow,
player.
My knuckles! Ow, I broke my finger!
Oh!
That's... Just kidding!
Oh.
Audio medium, you didn't know. That was a goof. No, never broken a bone. Never, not once.
Well, you must be very sturdy boy.
I might be super powered, and I just don't know it. True. Like that movie Unbreakable.
That's probably you.
Yeah. So to your student teachers today, were you just like, let's get down to brass tacks. What do they do wrong?
So it was just for my daughter, and my daughter is like a very diligent student in an advanced program, and they were just like, she's great. She's fantastic. Her English teacher said, like, she needs to do better with spelling and grammar, which is true, but it's not really her fault because they just didn't enforce spelling and grammar at her elementary school. There was no homework, and they just loved spelling phonetically, and they call it, like, brave spelling, and they just didn't think it mattered. But now it does matter, and she needs to learn those things. But she
Sounds like fourth grade Adam would kick your daughter's ass at a spelling.
Regular Adam would kick my ass at a...
Well, I'm an adult, so it's different. I'm saying fourth grade Adam, whose spelling was known across the land, lest we forget.
Your fourth grade Adam's spelling would be better than my spelling, so, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a bad spelling.
My spelling now is objectively worse.
Why? How?
I lost it all. And also the words got harder.
Fair.
As we grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
now back to the episode.
So, I really didn't mean to shoehorn that in, but that's funny how that happened.
So now they're in court arguing against the...
I was just going to finish the mic stuff.
Oh, yeah, good point. Like, yeah, let's finish the mic stuff. Sorry, I along with being bad at spelling, I have terrible attention. So Mike and Colin Robinson...
I should find out his name.
Well, does he even have an episode in the episode? Like, it's just dorky.
No, yeah, he says my name's Price. That's not my real name, but a time for name. I think we only ever know him as Price.
Okay.
Oh no, we learn his real name. I won't spoil it.
Oh, so he comes back.
He does come back. Actually, he is featured in a segment that's not too far away. That I think might be your favorite segment on this show.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Just, I think you'll like it. I think you'll think it's very fun.
Is there dildos involved in it?
It's sexual in nature.
All right. Yeah, I like this.
But there aren't dildos in it.
I'll still probably like
specifically. But other sex stuff.
Great.
Yeah, it's awesome. On this very sexy show that has sex stuff in it all the time.
They show up in the middle of nowhere. This is a classic B story for you, Adam.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
And they're hanging out, and he's like, how should I give him the money? Or how do I receive the money and give him the pills? What's the order that things should go? I'm just all thumbs. I guess we'll do it right at 3. And Mike's like, stop it. You're overthinking it. Just have him give you the money and then give him the pills. And then, you know, who shows up?
Nacho!
And you know what happens?
But not with his normal crew.
No, these are different guys.
Yeah. What happens, though? I don't know what happens. Tell me what happens.
Nacho is, like, shorted him, like, $20.
Yeah, that's shitty of him to do.
And then Mike makes him give it to him. He's like, you don't want it.
Yeah.
You're going to blow up this deal over $20. And then
Mike's like, are you?
Yeah. And then they leave after getting the pills, and that's that. But they're not very nice about it. I would want to be like a little bit, if I were a drug dealer, I think I'd be a little bit more personable about it. Like, oh, thanks, bud. Pleasure doing business. And then I doff my cap and walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'd be a bad drug dealer.
They say this is oxycodone. It's not cotton, is it?
I thought some of it's oxycodone.
It's oxycodone.
Okay.
Codon.
Oxycodone. We could just call it oxy. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Oxy, C-O-D-O-N-E. Oxycodone.
Okay.
Oxycodone.
It's oxy.
It's oxy. It's O.
Yeah.
Then Mike gives him a little word. He's like, I'm going to give you some Mike's words of wisdom in the car. And he's like, you're a criminal. Doesn't mean you got to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's a Mike take.
And that's your daily dose of Mike.
And then Mike did all his research. Apparently Mike knows who Nacho is.
Yes. And he's like, if you're gonna be a criminal, you gotta do your homework. And he goes, I'm not a criminal. And he's like, well, yes you are. We're splitting hairs. I hate to do this. We talked about this. And then that's it. That's the end of that.
Tana Mike. Mike is dead now.
Yeah.
He might be written out of the show.
I don't think so. I think he's gonna be in it for a while. Here's a thing I have a question about. Like, they get to a point with Saul in Breaking Bad where he's like afraid of Mike and kind of like he's like scared of Mike. You know, it seems like if they had this history, he wouldn't be so scared of him, you know?
Some stuff happens that you'd be like, oh, I'd be scared of this guy.
It just seemed like he didn't have a huge history with them. Like, if I'm thinking back to those episodes where they're like, Mike threatened to break my legs. This guy is nuts. Like, it made it seem like Jimmy didn't have as deep of a relationship or long as of a relationship as he does end up having, you know?
True.
That's true. How it felt when I watched it. But I'll just watch the rest of the show and not.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, the first time he met, he, like, grabbed him and threw him on the floor.
What are you talking about?
When Jimmy was like, I don't have enough stickers! And he, like, put his finger on Mike, and then Mike grabbed him.
True. Remember when he got... Yeah, I'm saying, like, it seems like they have to come to some type of understanding to work together. And for, you know, Jimmy to use him as Saul later on, a couple of years later... It seems like, I don't know, to me, it just, the math is, and the I don't know, the math doesn't add up entirely in terms of, like, they've known each other for years, yet he's still not sure where his loyalty lies, or, I don't know.
This is the first time we've seen Mike do, first time chronologically, like, obviously we've seen him do it a lot, do crimes not for himself.
Yeah.
Because, like, the only other time we've seen him do crimes is, well, I guess he was a dirty cop.
Yeah.
But he murdered two men, but that's because they murdered his son.
Yeah.
And want no money in that.
Yeah.
So maybe, because now Jimmy just thinks of him as, I guess he did crimes for Jimmy. He broke and entered a house. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll go down this road together.
I'm All I mean to say is that it seems like for Jimmy and Saul to work with Mike down the road, where it's like, oh, Saul knows a guy who's going to come and help you with this dead body in your house. Saul would have had like a long, pretty positive relationship to trust mm-hmm. Mike enough to like clean up a dead body and get Jesse on his feet, right? And then like there are times in season 4 when shit's kind of hitting the fan with Fring where it seems as though like Saul's legitimately terrified of Mike, as though he isn't always been the touchstone, like the point of entry for. But I don't know, maybe things become more sensible in a little bit.
Well, because I think the whole thing with Mike is he works for Saul. He doesn't work for Fring yet, but he's the guy who knows the guy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, Mike's involved in some shit. Like, he'll help me out with some small jobs, but like, he's involved with some people.
Yeah.
And it's best we steer clear of that.
Sure.
If possible. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We certainly will.
But this also might be Mike's last episode, so.
No, we know it's not.
I am legitimately worried. There's 2 years between they filmed season 5 and season 6 because of COVID, and I'm wondering if Mike looks vastly different right now, because they're filming it right now.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. I mean, I don't know. He already looks like a person wearing a prosthetic mask to me, so, like, I don't know what they couldn't do to fix his appearance.
I guess I just spoiled that he's still around in the 5th and 6th season.
I knew he was. It's not a spoiler.
He could have been like, I'm going to Reno for 5 years.
You know what? I've always wanted to check out Southeastern Asia. And he just leaves. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I've always wanted to go backpacking.
Yeah. I'm gonna go eat, pray, love my way through Italy. Like.
Yeah, he might do that. Who knows? You don't know.
Yeah.
If I don't
meet Javier Bardem,
I don't even know what that's a reference to. I know who Javier Bardem is.
I think he
is he in Eat, Pray, Love?
Yeah, I think he's the lady that Julia Roberts ends up having sex with at the end.
Oh, I know him as the bad guy from Skyfall and from No Country for Old Men.
He scares me in that one. Really unsettling about him in No Country for the Old Men.
I mean, he won an Academy Award for it, so good for him.
Yeah, mazel.
I think he did.
I don't know.
Yeah, mazel.
Mazel.
Well, back at the courthouse, Jimmy kicks Schweikart's ass.
But it was a frivolous restraining order. Motion anyways. The judge threw it out, and he was always going to throw it out because it goes against the Constitution or whatever.
Yeah, the judge is like, totes friv, dude. Totes friv.
Can I ask, Adam just took a big chug out of a gallon thing of water. Do you get a new one every day, or you just refill that one?
I try. For a while, I was trying to drink a gallon a day, and now it's just the thing I drink out of. I rarely do the full gallon a day. Really? I was doing it for a while.
No, I try to do a gallon a day, but yeah, I mean, it gets tedious. It like takes a lot of time to drink that much water.
Yeah, it is nice just to have a big thing. You're like, well, I never need refills.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'll fill up the gallon jug, and then I'll just go and, like, pour it. You know, I don't know. It's an easy way to keep track.
Now it's like a half gallon a day.
I mean, that's just what you're supposed to have, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, Jimmy goes home, and Chuck's like, listen, there's a lot of paperwork here. I know some law guys
and
that we should maybe go to.
Buckle up, baby, because you may have heard of them. And the entire time, Jimmy's going, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
And then Chuck's like, hey, whoa, whoa. Give me an H. Give me an H.
I don't want it.
Give me an H. Jimmy, give me an M. Have they mentioned where the other Hamlin is? Because it's supposed to be Hamlin's dad.
Is it? Oh, boy. I can't wait to see that fucking silver fox.
I have never seen him. And I don't know if he's supposed to be dead or if that's known.
Yeah, maybe he's just one of these people who lives on a cruise ship year-round, and that's what he does.
They mentioned briefly at some point that, like, because when Jimmy was mad at Howard, he's like, you and, like, Daddy Hamlin built that from the ground up. He's just the fucking son, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jimmy's against it, but Chuck's like, bruh, come on. You only have so many hands.
Yeah. And so then, I don't know why, he goes like, and I'm going to want Office 312 right next to you. And
because he loves his brother.
And yeah, and Chuck goes, and he just grimaces really anxiously, like, oh, boy, yeah, that sounds good. And then he goes and takes a nap. Like all fucking weak men do. No, and
yeah, we're weak.
I love naps. I love a nap. And then Chuck,
I hate naps.
He goes out like this, and he tiptoes like with his paws in the air, like doot 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 doot.
Yep, Meg's doing the visual, but you can't see it. Yeah. She's doing a doot 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 with her hands.
You know how
to simulate tiptoeing.
Yeah, but like very cautiously.
Yeah, obviously.
with little raptor paws up in the air.
Yeah, with little raptor paws. He's a T-Rex man.
Yeah. And then he uses...
And he...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, he uses a cell phone. Jimmy's cell phone.
Yes.
And he leaves it on. That's very important. But do you know who he calls? We don't know. We don't know.
Do you have any guesses? Listeners, comment down below. Who does he call?
Who does he call? I don't know. And spoilers for who he calls in the first 10 minutes of this podcast. did you have any? You called it at the end of the episode. You're like, I bet he called Howard, but you didn't call it while this part was happening. Did you have an inkling?
Well, I said Kim at first, but then.
You did say Kim.
I guess I was thinking of who would answer. Jimmy's call at 2 a.m. more than anything else. But then I just realized that it was probably, I think at right before I was like, oh, the only thing that makes sense as to why there's no reasoning, like actual reason that Howard's giving is that he's, you know, kind of feels shitty about having to pull one over on Jimmy in a way, but is obligated to do this for.
That was some good act. That was some good acting by Patrick Fabian, because he had to acting out a lie's hard, and he had to pretend like he really didn't want Jimmy there, but like you could see it in his eyes a little bit. He's looking at Chuck like he's really pushing back, but all right, we'll just tell him no.
Yeah, and you could kind of also tell that he was like, why is Chuck passing it off like this isn't his idea exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Before the meeting, he makes Chuck a suit with space blanket lining. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, there is some real kindness to Jimmy, you know? Like, there's some kindness there, but I think he's too much of a hairpin trigger. I understand why Chuck is worried about it, you know?
Yeah. Was Saul this much of a hairpin trigger?
No, he was slimier. He was way slimier. Because he had resolved that he's a piece of shit. That.
Who do you like more, Jimmy or Saul?
I don't know, because... That's really hard to say, you know? There's something about when Saul says things like, if you two want to go stick your wieners in a hornet's nest, that's up to you. But I don't understand why I got to get sloppy seconds. Or like he says things like some people are immune to good advice. And you can tell he cares about his clients, but he's just like resolved to be a certain way. And he's like doing well at it. So you have to admire that he's just like embraced it. But then there is something like some raw passion behind Jimmy that you respect. All in all, I think I don't know. It just seems like he was always meant to become this guy, but yeah, the society had kind of stacked against him. I don't know.
I feel like he could have been a good guy if anyone would have given him a chance. That's my thought. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I like dreamers, Meg. But there's a shot in this where everyone's throwing their phones in a bucket.
Oh, it looks good.
And the phones are great.
Ugh, I kind of miss
them. I want to make that my desktop.
Do you kind of miss them at all or no?
Yeah, I miss them. Yeah. It's great. Because it's just a phone. It's just to call people.
Yeah.
You can save someone's number, but you can only have like 20, and it's a pain in the ass to get it in there. And, yeah. It seems great. Although, getting around a city seemed harder. I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, you just had to have good internal directions. I don't know. Yeah.
Anytime anyone just gives me directions, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Just give me an address.
Yeah. I,
I'll figure it out.
If I ever gave anybody like cardinal directions, they'd be like, stop it right now. When I'd be like, okay, now you head east down Randolph, they go, stop. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Knock that shit off.
Yeah.
I don't know where any of that is.
Yeah.
Ingrate. But yeah, and everyone claps for Chuck when he comes in, and then they go on.
No, it was like, oh, look, they're happy he's here. And also seeing the lengths Howard went to make sure Chuck would be comfortable, it made me feel like, even right then and there, that Chuck was, or not, I'm sorry, Howard was a better guy than you want me to think he is.
Begrudgingly, I'll agree with you. Now I will.
Yeah.
I couldn't have earlier. I had to keep everything close to my chest.
Yeah, God forbid you let me like a person.
I can't. Well, now I can like him all you want now. I had to.
He's so handsome.
I had to steer you away from the twist. I didn't want you to get the twist.
Okay.
There was times where you were like, I think Chuck's manipulating Jimmy. And I was like, what? Nah. You're great. You're high, Meg.
And sometimes that was true.
Sometimes he was high.
Yeah. Anyhow.
But they have a meeting, and they're like, Howard's like, Kim, you get on this. Jeremy, get on this. And Jimmy's like, well, let's calm down. And then he's like, hey, Jimmy, what we're going to give you is a finder's fee, or like a payment for services rendered, and then like a kickback on the back end. And Jimmy's like, no, I want to work. You're my boss now. Daddy, I work for you. And then we have this scene that we've talked about a bunch.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
But
did you like the scene?
I liked the scene. It was tense and it was weird. And it seemed like a good scene. Yeah.
Jimmy says pig fucker.
Pig fucker, indeed he does. He also calls him an unwashed asshole. But not here.
Yeah, he does.
And he says, I'll tank the deal if you don't let me work for you. And Howard goes, if that is your desire, and leaves.
And then Kim, the sweetheart that she is, visits Howard's office on behalf of Jimmy,
and Howard gives her the business. Metaphorically speaking, he gives her the business. He really, you know, hands her lunch in terms of like, I don't give a shit what you think. Your friends needs to fuck off and stop sending girls to pick his fights. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to fuck off then. And then he goes, well, wait, close the door, and gives her some information. And I think that's when I started to think, oh, it's probably that Chuck made Howard do this situation.
Yeah, that's a good little foreshadow. I don't think I was paying attention enough when I first watched this to get it. But yeah. Yeah, and then Kim later visits Jimmy at the nail salon, where he calls Howard an unwashed asshole.
A fantastic phrase. I've never, ever used that before, and I'm going to all the time.
God, I just... Because I've been watching Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And it's such a good show. I really like it. And sorry, there's a scene. I just watched it, and it's just really sticking with me. Season 2, episode 2 or 3, if you guys are interested, where he's in a morgue. He's trying to get something out of a dead body in a morgue, and a demon has possessed the intestines of a guy, and the intestines grab Bruce Campbell's face, and they drag Bruce Campbell up the guy's asshole, but the guy's a hole in his stomach, so Bruce Campbell's face is coming out of the hole in his stomach, and he's like running around like, ah, there's a guy, I went through his asshole, ah! And it's very fun, and and then the whole episode, everyone's like, Jesus, you smell like poop. And he's like, don't say poop in front of me. And it's a good show.
Bruce Campbell is a treasure. He's a funny guy. Yeah.
He's so good in this show. He's better than he was in any of the movies. Have you seen any of those movies?
I've seen some of them. I feel like we just had this conversation.
Did we? Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I saw Evil Dead 1 and 2, whatever one where he gets sent back into time.
That's three.
That's three. I may have seen all three then.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're fun.
It's time. As I like to call it, October, but people have been calling it spooky season.
People have been saying spooky season.
I don't know why why.
I don't know either.
But I do like to put on spooky shows during this time and watch those. That's fun, you know.
That is fun to do.
Yeah.
Spooktober.
I don't know why people say spooky. Like, it's like how we all decided to go from calling dogs doggies to doggos. And, like, now, like, as a collective, we're just like, we call it spooky season now. I don't understand.
Well, language changes, Meg, and we just have to get on board with that.
God damn it. You're right.
Yeah, well, Kim's like, take the deal. I learned some stuff behind closed doors in Hamlin's office that you won't believe. I don't think she tells him.
No, she just is like, it's the best thing for you to take the deal and just start your own life. And he's like, no, I refuse.
Yeah, he gets in her face.
Yeah, and he starts yelling. And I was like, man, Kim's really taking it one for the teen today. She's got two different men being assholes to her for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. He's just, this poor woman is stuck in between these guys' pissing match. It's not right.
Yeah. She's great.
Fantastic.
Do you like Kim?
I liked him, yeah. I think you want to kiss her much more than I do, though.
You want to kiss her at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I would love to kiss Howard, though.
I'd kiss Howard.
Oh, would you?
I'd kiss anyone famous.
Really? Anyone?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, as a person who's kissed many famous people, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I was just joking. Right?
Okay.
Where was that going? I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Apparently, you've kissed a lot of famous people.
No, not that many. But any famous people, really.
Okay.
People who have been on television, I guess we can qualify it.
You live in Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah. You can't stop kissing.
There's a lot of television.
Like that, you know?
You can't stop it.
You can't help it but kiss them.
But yeah, then we get the big denouement at Chuck's house.
What is happening?
Denouement, it's like the culmination of a bunch of plot threads.
Oh, okay. The climax?
Yeah. The denouement.
Okay.
the denouement of the season.
What's happening?
It looks like denouement, but it's French. When you spell it, it looks like denouement, but it's denouement.
Okay.
And it means, Meg.
Yeah.
When all the stuff starts coming again.
Okay. Wait, how many more episodes are in the season?
One.
Oh no, we gotta go to Chile soon. Okay, anyways, so
We'll do that when I'm in Iowa.
That makes
fine.
Sense.
Yeah,
that
that'll be a good time to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we talk about the final episode at? We talked about this briefly. Do you want to talk about the final episode at an Applebee's, or do you want to just do that separately? I think we agreed on separately, but I don't know anymore.
I think we agreed on separately, but I'll go with God. Whatever you think is best is what I'll do.
I need your input. Okay, we'll talk about it.
We'll do it off mic. Yeah, I think okay. Maybe is it just a recap, or are we just gonna bullshit for an episode?
It's up to you. I don't know.
Initially I was thinking recap, and you were thinking bullshit. We settled on bullshit, and we're just calling it.
We'll do recap.
Recap and bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it'll go long.
Or we'll get
kicked out.
Yeah.
I have to bring this fucking microphone.
Denouement.
Okay, we're googling this word.
Is it like? It's fine. Like
D-E-N. O-U-E-M-E-N-T. Noun. The final part of a play, movie, or narrative in which the strands of the plot are drawn together and matters are explained and resolved.
That's what that is then. Okay.
Boom.
Okay. I'm all right. You're right.
Denouement.
Okay.
And I learned about it from a series of unfortunate events.
Which version?
In the second to last book. They go to the Hotel Denouement, where, like, every character from the entire series meets up.
Oh, cool. Do the kids die at the end of that?
They don't die at the end of it.
Oh, I thought they died at the end of the series.
They might. The final book's real weird. It's like a play on The Tempest. Because they have, like, a big climax in the second to last book. And then they go to, like, some weird island in the last book.
Mm.
And it's, like, it's just a whole book on this weird island. And Count Olaf's just in a cage. And they do. I just remember it not being that good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I need to read it again. They are books for children, so I don't care.
All right. So, also, Chuck's like, I'm going to iron my suits. I've got an iron for this.
We can't.
And
don't you have to plug in an iron?
I think he has it on like a stove burner or something. Like the old irons right. are literally just a hot piece of metal, you know?
Right, right, right. Okay. Yeah, and Jimmy's like, I'm gonna denouement your asshole right now.
Yeah.
And my phone was dead. Why is that? Well, I called the phone company. Turns out a call was deleted. And it was to Howard.
So you told Howard not to hire me. Tell me why. You at least told me that. And then Chuck is like, because you're a fucking joke.
You're a jokeler.
Yeah. And the things you do are not the things I do. We are not the same. We are not equals. You are not working at my law firm because I think you would be a menace to society with a like highfalutin law job, essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is where Meg and I disagree a little bit.
We really do. I think that he would always be kind of looking for shortcuts in a way that Chuck wouldn't, you know?
Nah. I think his hero stunt was a good stunt.
All right. Yeah, sure.
I think it showed chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
I think anyone would be lucky to have him. I do like when he's like, I got it. Why don't you just quit? Bob Odenkirk is really good in this. Yeah. Like, I think he should have gotten an Emmy for this scene.
Why don't you just quit? It's because you want me to work there that bad, don't you? Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. No?
Don't you?
Yeah. I hadn't ever really seen him get mad before in a big way. And this was an episode of television where he was yelling at a lot of people and mad and inflamed.
Yeah. He gets, like, scared in Breaking Bad.
He really does. He's, like, just, like, a little frantic and, like, what's going to happen next, you know?
I get why they had to call this show Better Call Saul, but I kind of wish they didn't, because it's not really about Saul. It's, like, about a totally other character.
Yeah, they should have called it Slippin' Jimmy, with no context at all.
But, like, I get, like, then they would have had to have been, like, it's a spinoff of Breaking Bad, so... Check it out, everyone.
Yeah, but they'd also could just do, like, Slippin' Jimmy, a Better Call Saul, or a Breaking Backwards story, or Breaking Bad story, like they do with El Camino.
Yeah, they could. I guess, yeah, El Camino is just called, not called Breaking Bad Next. It's called. But that's so clunky. I don't know. I go back and forth.
It's okay. You don't gotta know.
You don't gotta know. But... Yeah, and then he's like, I bought you a bunch of bacon, just oodles of
20 pounds of ice. And
that's so much ice.
And then he goes, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves.
I'm going to go to Bone Town on my right hand.
I'm going to go beat off right now.
Yeah.
This is the, I'm just so mad. The only thing that could get my mind right is if I come, which we've all been there, right?
We've all been there. It clears your sinuses. Mm.
Actually, that's not untrue. Whenever I've had a cold and I've...
I know it's not untrue. I've used it to clear my sinuses.
Whenever I've had a cold and I've gone to have a number three, I always, it always opens up my nasal passage for some reason.
I've forced myself to do it when I was like, ugh, but I'm so stuffed up. I'm really sick right now, but maybe if I just rub one out, I'll be able to breathe for a second.
And did it work?
Oh, this is miserable! This is just dry rubbing.
And did it work?
Yeah, fucking, of course it worked. It's science.
That's your body. Biology wants you to fucking further the species much more than it wants you to, like, take care of yourself when you're sick. That's wild.
Meg, what grade do you give this episode?
It seems like an A, you know?
Yeah, it's A plus for me.
Oh, I think we were going to talk about when he's offered $20,000, what that would be in 2000.
Oh, right. Meg really wanted to talk about. So they're offered Jimmy $20,000, which is a lot of money. But Meg was quick to point out, I bet I know how much money it is now. So let's find out.
I said, I'm going to push in my final guess to be about $32,000.
Okay. We're looking it up. After a while, you just know the conversion, but let's see. Is that enough zeros? Okay. What's your final guess?
Like 32,000.
Very close. 30,495.
That's not bad. That's not that far off.
No, it's not far off at all.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But also, it's not, I guess, I mean, it's a good chunk of change to get out of nowhere, but it's not like, oh, he's set for a while. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what do you think Donna Bowman at the AV Club gave this episode?
Probably an A.
Yeah, she gave it an A.
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you not give this one an A? How can you not? It's perfect. Yeah, she's like, oh boy, good stuff, everyone.
You did it. You did a good job at television.
Yeah, she's like, wow, the writing, the lighting, the sets to the New York Mets, everything on this episode is gravy, baby. Yeah. Oh, someone commented. This is a fun comment on her article. Someone goes like, I know it was you, Fredo, but they cross out Fredo and they write Chuck. It was you when you broke my head. The classic line from The Godfather Part 2.
It was a hairy reversal, wasn't it? Very big reveal.
So you're going to, yeah. So like, what do you think? Because Chuck's still on the show. Like now they're adversaries.
Yeah. I mean, he was always kind. He was always a little bit of an antagonist, just like by virtue of existing and being like a burden on Jimmy and always kind of like being like, you need to do this. You need to do that. Like even the first episode where he's like, have you thought about Gibraltar? Like he's always prioritized his interests over Jimmy's. So like, I don't know that he wasn't ever not an antagonist. It's just like out in the open now, you know?
I watched this and I was like, this Chuck, he's a good guy. He just means well for Jimmy, but he's a little uptight.
Yeah.
And Jimmy takes care of him. That's sweet. And so this twist got me. And I remember I was like, made my mom watch this. She didn't have a choice. I made her. And she was like, I fucking hate this Chuck guy. I was like, what? And I was doing what I was doing with you, where I was like, no, he's great. But I was like surprised. I'm like, you don't like him early on. I liked him early on. And now apparently, and you're smart and I'm dumb because you figured it out.
Well, I guess like, I guess it seems like they're always going to do that thing where they're like, but we're brothers. So maybe they'll sometimes play nice and sometimes not. But he's such an impressive legal mind over Jimmy that like, how he'll always be able to outplan him. Wouldn't you think?
He didn't catch Sandpiper.
Jimmy caught Sandpiper. That's true. I guess him being so mad at himself now is something worth noting. Like, it makes sense that he's like, Jimmy got this and not me, and I did this, and I don't respect my brother's law degree at all. You know?
Also, he thinks electricity's gonna kill you.
Yeah, so he's got some fatal flaws, doesn't he?
Yeah, which is annoying.
But he also is, you know, ballsy enough to understand the like consequences of things. I don't know, he's got an impressive legal mind, so yeah, maybe they'll maybe they are more even than I'm expecting. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll find out. Let's lock it in. The next episode you hear from us will be coming live from an Applebee's.
Is that, oh, so we are doing it? We're doing a recap. I thought,
oh, you wanted to do a recap of the whole season.
Or what do you think?
Season finale from an Applebee's sounds fun.
Okay, let's not commit to the chain restaurant.
We won't lock it in.
Well, like, I don't know where an Applebee's is around here, so I have to find that. But we'll find a chain restaurant.
We'll find a chain.
Yeah. That we can both go
to. It could
be
a Chili's.
Yeah. Chili's or a B-Dubs or something like that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Will they let you sit there for an hour?
I mean, if you're buying food, like, I don't think they care. The other option is order it in, but, yeah.
No, fuck that. Okay. No, we got to do it. No, we have to do it at the restaurant.
Yeah, I'll see how that works out. If not, I mean, I'll just sit in my car on my laptop. I don't know. We'll figure it out. What if they say no? What if they kill me? What if they try to kill me?
And Adam, you have to give them the phone, and I'll say, all right, this is what Meg's going to eat. And it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
And I'll write the episode in the feed live from Chili's. It's whatever the next episode's called. Slingo or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something O.
Ringo, like that movie Rango, like with the Johnny Depp.
What is the next episode called? Marco is what it's called.
Oh. And that's the last episode.
Yep, and then they get rid of the O thing. Then the episodes are just named stuff.
They're like, let's stop this naming convention.
This is annoying. Yeah. This is obnoxious what we're doing.
All right, well then, I guess until next time.
Until next time.
It's showtime!
Folks! My coffee! Podcast.